Maddie and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yeah, gee, the year's going quick. This is for Friday, 20th of May, mate.
Still not halfway.
Oh, we're getting close.
No, not even.
On our podcast, we looked at, well, Jonesy gave us a call.
Jonesy calls, we're all sick of voting.
Oh, aren't we, what?
And it hasn't even started yet, technically.
And the campaigning. We looked at, there's this bloke, Jack, and he's eaten a Big Mac every day for 50 years. We looked at what food could you eat every day.
I'm calling BS on that. There's no way you could
do
that.
You could, mate. I could eat steak every day. Yes.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could.
Imagine. Oh, imagine going to the toilet. Steak every day.
Mate, no problem. It just digests. And as well as that, we looked at wet weather, cancellations on the Central Coast with sporting fields. We had a lot of calls about how's it affecting you and your kids and all that sort of stuff.
It's not fair.
If I was looking after the field, I'd be pulling.
First moderately dry weekend in months and my daughter's got a bye.
I know. That's coming up on our podcast for Friday the 20th of May. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Good times and the greatest hits, 107.7 Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Friday today, showers and 18, and showers for the weekend. I don't know how much rain we're going to get, but it's going to be a little bit damp in some areas.
Hopefully not enough to spoil a game of golf tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You're going up with
your mates.
Going
away with the boys.
Up to are you going to Newcastle?
These things don't happen.
I know.
Every day, Paddy.
Yeah, I know.
You can't have it foiled by rain. I'm playing. I don't care what's happening. It could be thunder and lightning. Well, I'll play golf.
I spoke to my mate during the week, and they went down to Tassie on those e-bikes, and they went biking
on
down to Tassie. Down to,
would have taken them forever.
No, they didn't ride. They flew to Tassie, and then they rode bikes around Tassie. Oh, yeah, they didn't ride their bikes to Tassie.
Or their mates. Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, it was a mates' week. Like, you're going for your mates' weekend. Yeah. Where are you going? Where you going, Nelson
Bay?
Up the Hunter. Oh, brilliant. That'll be good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait.
Is it up the Hunter or over the Hunter or in the Hunter?
No, it's up the Hunter.
Up the Hunter.
Up the Hunter. Yeah, you want to have a chat? 133353, waiting for Mark for Springfield to call. Real bet last night.
Oh, very, very quiet over there.
Yeah, over there. Chatting from Woodelmo.
How are you, mate?
How you going, fellas?
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for rocking up because you were with us yesterday.
One of the finalists.
Yeah, for the Super Simple Secret Sound at Gully's Kitchen.
Yeah, that was good. No, I was guessing that.
No, mate, it was a tough one. It was opening, the sound was opening an airtight container, like a Tupperware.
Opening a vacuum-sealed container.
Yeah.
Precisely, but yeah, I did not get it either, Chad. Don't worry. You weren't alone.
When you said the hint about the parties, I was just thinking alcohol.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what.
Went through opening different cans. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Also, I scored some tickets to Maverick. I probably won't be able to go.
Yeah.
I was wondering if Ian wants to swap the kitchen.
All right.
Oh, so yeah, Ian, that's quite possible.
Ian won a $15,000 kitchen. He is more than likely say yes to that swap to go four tickets.
Oh, because the word on the street.
Yeah, that's not a bad swap, actually.
Yeah, be careful what you offer up, though. The word on the street is that movie is the best thing that anyone's seen for a long time.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's all. Actually, we've got passes later on this morning to give away to that, too. So, have you sold yours, Chad?
Not yet.
Yeah, it's going to.
But am I right to give it to my brother or something like that?
Oh, yes, course.
Yeah, mate, absolutely.
Yeah, just don't mention
Share
it
the
on
love.
Air. Yeah, just don't tell us on air. that's all right. Hey, Chadley, because you can't go, we're going to give you, what about a bacon and egg roll, because it's up your end, a BML cafe.
Yeah, why not? I'll give it a crack.
Yeah, good on you, Chadley.
Get amongst
it. Hey, mate, just quickly, we're doing a bit of a poll with all our listeners. Who do you reckon's going to win the election?
Oh, I don't really follow it, really. They all just talk crap and don't deliver.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying that.
There's a lot of that sentiment, I'll tell you what.
I reckon vote for Pedro.
Who's that?
Pedro. Have you not seen that movie?
Oh,
what was that called, Chad?
Napoleon Dynamite.
What a great film. Oh, so, that is best.
So you're neither Liberal later or Independent. You're nothing. Okay.
Hey, I'd rather just vote for myself.
All right, Chadley.
That's it.
Okay, doing the country a favour.
One for the donkeys.
Okay, thanks for that, Chadley.
No worries, fellas. Have a good one.
You too, mate. We've got Timmy from Wyoming.
G'day, Tim.
Here we go, boys.
Yeah, good, mate. Who do you reckon tomorrow? Who do you reckon? Who do you think's going to win?
Well, I reckon the way they put it across now, I think Labor's going to Liberals going to win.
You
mean like the way the polls are showing the late comeback?
Well, yeah. Plus, they're sort of saying that we'll allow you $50,000 from your super to buy a home where everyone wants to buy a home. But what people probably don't realise is, have they got 50 grand in their super and are they allowed to draw the whole 50 grand? Or is it only 30% or 10% of what you can take in your super?
Yeah, 24 or 25-year-old's not going to have 50 grand in their super.
I think I had $15 in my super for 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've been working all my life and, I couldn't. There'd be no way I could do it at 40.
Yeah, all right. So you reckon Liberal are going to sneak on home, huh?
I reckon they will. Plus, they're saying that the unemployment's at the lowest point it's been since 72.
Right. Okay,
yeah, so since they started keeping records.
All right. Well, mate, we're going to give you, listen to this, we're going to give you a bacon and egg roll with a coffee at Warner Vale.
That's lovely. Thank you very much.
BML, that's it. That's
BML
it.
BML Cafe. You don't need that democracy sausage tomorrow.
No, definitely not.
All right, Timmy. Thanks for that. Thanks for your call, mate. We've got Tony from Greenpoint.
G'day, Tone.
He's a wealth of knowledge, this bloke.
Oh, he knows everything.
Good morning, mate.
Hey, guys. How you going?
He's a bloody fountain of knowledge. Not too bad, mate.
Oh, I don't know about this time in the morning, but anyway.
Now, you want to share something. Oh, by the way, we're doing a collation of points here. Who do you reckon is going to get home? Not necessarily who you're going to vote for, but who do you reckon is going to get home this weekend, Liberal, Labor, or Independent?
I'd say Liberal will probably get back up.
Okay, all right, so that's two.
Geez. All right, that's two. Okay. And one for the doggy.
Put it this way, I just wouldn't like to be represented by Albanese.
Right, okay, all right, okay. Everyone.
Yeah, well, he does manage to just cock it up a fair bit, but anyway.
Not that the other one's much better, but yeah.
Mate, that's like I did a pub poll last night, just talking to people, the pub test. I tell you what, it's a mixed bag. People are going, which way do I go? Have no idea. Some are just going, huh? Do I go that way or do I go this way? It wasn't very definitive, that's for sure, mate. But, mate, now you wanted to share with us the ultimate bacon and egg roll. Is that right?
Yeah, just speaking of bacon and egg rolls.
Yeah.
Right, mine is egg, bacon, cheese, fresh tomato and avocado.
You know
no
what?
Sauce.
You know what? I love bacon. The avocado and tomato on a bacon and egg roll too.
Jeez.
Yep.
Tomato and avocado. Yeah. You put a patty on it. It's a burger. It's no longer an egg and bacon roll.
You don't put a patty on it.
But don't spoil it by putting sauce on it.
Yeah. Because you get the flavour from the cheese and the avocado.
That's it.
Actually,
don't forget the tomato.
We might let the crew at BML Cafe at Warner Vale, let them know, make a Tony special.
Do I get commission then?
Oh, of course not. No, absolutely not.
Quality control, though.
Yeah. Well, mate.
I'm on my way.
We'll send you to BML Cafe when you're up there at Warner Vale. You've got a bacon and egg roll coffee on us and BML Cafe, mate?
No, I don't head that way very often, but feel free to give that to someone further up to the north.
All right. Thanks for that, Tone. Have a good weekend.
All right, guys. You too. Take it easy.
All right. Not too far away. Pick the profession here at Triple M.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Triple M. So what about Donnie? Donnie Gorski. He loves a Big Mac burger from Macca's. In fact, the Wisconsin man has just celebrated 50 years of eating one at McDonald's almost every single day.
What an achievement.
Good on you, Don. And we want to know from you.
Come on.
Clocked up over 30,000.
What food?
What food could you eat every day? I've changed.
I said prawn. You said steak, which I think is dumb because you just...
Oh, shut your mouth.
You have a heart attack.
Oh, no. Well, you might with prawns as well, mate.
No, that's why I've changed to potato because it's so versatile.
Oh, potato. You couldn't eat potato.
My mum loves it. It's her favourite food, potato.
Is it real? Oh, that's right. When your mum came
potato in anything.
133353. We got passes to Top Gun Maverick. What food could you eat every day? I could eat a pie every day as well.
You're really not thinking far down the line, are you?
For 50 years, or
pie every day.
Vanessa Bensville, 133353. What could you eat every day?
Vanessa,
go to Top Gun.
Morning, guys. I could eat cheese every day, 24/7. Okay. I love cheese.
You know what? I do too.
I'm a huge cheese freak. Rob. Absolutely love it.
Do you like a bit of blue vein or do you go for the camembert?
Oh, I like the soft
Patty,
blue.
Patty, any type. I'm just a cheese freak. I love brie, I love camembert, I love tasty cheese. I just love cheese. Any type of cheese. I love all types of cheeses, where some people only like a particular type of cheese. They only like tasty cheese or they like the blue cheese.
So you've got six different cheeses open in the fridge with one packet of biscuits that you just dip into a little bit of cheese at a time?
More than six, Rob. I've got about 12 different types of cheeses.
Okay. Oh, God.
I love cheese.
All right, I think Vanessa loves cheese.
Good luck
cheese. Surviving.
All right.
Stay there, Vanessa. You could be off to Top Gun, 133353. If there was a food you could eat every day, honestly, what would it be?
Hey, Glenn,
we
from
would
Miami.
Love to know. Okay, Glenno.
Glennie.
G'day, Rob. How are you, Paddy?
Yeah, good, mate. What is it? Every day for 50 years, like Donnie, ate a Big Mac burger.
Big Mac. Oh, geez, I think I'd rather dry reach than eat a Big Mac.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, no worries.
What would it be for you?
Peanut butter and honey sandwiches with mashed banana.
Yeah. Oh, what?
How long you've had that for?
As long as I can remember.
Okay.
Oh, so you've done this every day just about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's like your ham and pineapple pizza. You put diced banana on it as well.
Okay, but
people have missed this little secret for life.
Okay, so how long do you reckon you've done this for?
Over 30 years.
Okay, really? 30 years. Okay,
that's
peanut
good.
Butter.
I'll tell you what.
Sandwich,
yeah.
With mashed banana.
Peanut butter, honey and banana.
Peanut butter, honey.
On a nice wholemeal bread. But it's got to be ripe mashed banana.
Okay.
Well, that is a much better life choice than a Big Mac a day.
We've got Karen. Done, Glenn. Karen from Terrigal.
G'day, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, Donnie Gorski loves a Big Mac burger. He's had one. Celebrated 50 years of eating one every day for almost every single day. What would you choose if you could eat a food every day for 50 years?
Well, I'm with Rob and I could go prawns, but what's even better than prawns is a cream bun with mock cream.
Oh.
That's
from a completely different family.
Yeah. I don't like the mock cream.
Oh, the mock cream's for you. I do.
It's so good.
Yeah, but you're not going to last 50 years, though, Karen. That's the thing. That's heavy.
What?
Well, you're balancing it with prawns. So
yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. Is there a weapon? The weapon of choice, which is the cream bun with mock cream, is there a particular bakery on the coast?
Yeah. With a prawn chaser.
Only King Cumber Bakery.
Okay.
That's the only place that does really good cream buns.
Okay, all right.
Ooh, right,
cream
okay,
bun
nice one.
With mock cream.
Ambitious, but possible.
Yeah, okay. That's a toughie. What would you go? Would you go?
I'm with Glenn.
Okay, you would go with Glenno?
Yeah.
Okay. Glenno, because Rob's with you, you're going to go to Top Gun Maverick, mate.
Awesome. You blokes are absolutely awesome, mate.
Well done. Well done.
I love Top Gun, mate. I've been hanging out. Do you know how many times I rang up and never got through? I've been busting my chops to get through this one.
Oh, Glenn from Wyoming. You little ripper. We're doing it. You and three mates. We're going to be there next Tuesday.
You're fantastic. Rob, we'll see you there.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
There'll be some nervous parents around and kids right now.
Oh, yeah, with the rain. But you know what? We've got showers and 18 today, showers and 19 tomorrow, showers and 18 on Sunday.
Yeah, but
about
you watch,
the closure of the sports.
In their mind's eyes,
fields.
There are groundskeepers all over the coast right now that have just, they're going, where have I put that clothes on? Or do they know because it's been out so often?
But you know, I look at it, Robert, and I look at my front lawn and I go, I wouldn't because, oh, bloody Posty, who's auditioning for Krusty Demons again. Good on you, mate.
You wouldn't allow 100... kids to play a game in your front yard?
No. It's too wet. And it's very wet fields already. I don't know whether some of the fields have closed on the coast on the weekend. 133353 if you know. But this is what Vance Backman, he's from Central Coast Junior Rugby League, this is what he said though.
It's also too with the training venues, like kids haven't been able to get onto the fields to train for a while now. And so, yeah, so it's really affecting things there. And if they do train, they've got to go find other places.
Have we changed though? Like, you know, when you were playing kids' sport, I can't remember
I
don't think we were cancelled.
I think what it is that you only remember not being cancelled because there was one or two games where you played in absolute chucking down rain where you thought, yeah, we're playing in the rain. But I reckon they were cancelling and we just don't remember it because you've got this rose-coloured glasses that you look at your childhood through and you try and teach your kids through that same rose-coloured lens, and you think you were better than you were.
Yeah.
I just think that they've always closed ground, surely.
I think you've got those rose-coloured glasses on now, actually.
You I don't look in the mirror
off.
Without them.
You haven't taken them off. But do you think, do you agree? Look, if I was doing the ground, I wouldn't want, and they were really damp, I wouldn't want teams just mowing it up through tags and all that sort of stuff through their footy boots. It would cause a lot of issues, honestly, and it costs thousands to repair.
Football clubs always shared grounds with cricket teams because that became a problem for us when we were playing. When, you know, when I was like in my early 20s, you'd always have the groundsmen would come down and close it because cricket season was still on when you were starting the rugby season.
What about when it dried out and that cricket pitch?
Oh, cheese grater.
Oh, just cut your legs to pieces, wouldn't it?
I hated cricket pitches.
Oh, seriously, in most ovals in country areas had your cricket pitch because you had the cricket pitch. Well,
yeah, you need the wet to soften the cricket pitch.
But what do you think? 133353, do you agree that the grounds should be closed? Do you not agree?
One dog cocks his leg and all of a sudden the ground's closed, it seems like, these days.
But we've had a lot of rain. We've had a huge amount of rain as the mould can prove that.
Can't you just tear it up and then, you know, roll it flat later in the season?
I don't know. Good to get a groundskeeper on, 133353. But look, if you want to have a chat about it, are we closing Central Coast sporting fields too soon? Would love to know.
I remember towards the end of the season, there was a blade of grass, if you were lucky, between the 22 and the try line.
Because it's all just...
It had all been just done.
Donna, Rimba.
G'day, hey. Donna.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good. What's the word?
What do your kids play?
AFL.
Right.
Have they had many closes this year?
We were closed last weekend, I think, like most people, but yeah, fingers crossed, we'll go ahead this weekend.
What do you think? Do you think that they closed the grounds too early? Look, if I was looking after the grounds, I'd close them because I just know what the front lawn's like when the postie rides across it.
I'm a bit like you with my lawn, but you know what? I'm kind of like, let the kids go and play and get in the mud and deal with it later.
Yeah,
I don't see. What is the problem with a ground getting a little bit torn up because it was wet? I just don't understand what's wrong with it.
But I've heard it costs thousands and thousands of dollars to repair.
That's true.
Okay.
I know that they are rolling the fields as well, so that does help.
Yeah, right. Would you, and here's a question, would you pay an extra 40% on your annual fees for sporting clubs if they guaranteed you the fields wouldn't shut unless it was absolutely chucking down?
Yeah, I don't think they put that guarantee in, but yeah, that, you know, that might be something we could look into.
I would for sure.
Stupid question.
No, if every kid, let's say there's 300 kids that play at a club and they all chuck in $40 extra, that covers the cost, surely.
Oh, no.
At the end of the season, fix up.
Okay.
Have a working bee. I don't know.
All right, Don. Hey, Don, thanks for the call. We're going to put you into the draw for Top Gun Maverick, okay?
That would be amazing. Thanks, guys.
Nice one, Donna. Speak with Darren, then we'll take a few calls. Dazzy, how are you, mate?
G'day, Daz.
Good, mate. How
are
you going?
Yeah, mate. What did you think? What do you think? Are we closing the sporting fields too early on the Central Coast?
Yes.
Right.
All due to the workload. Like, when I was growing up, there was no Oztag, touch footy, AFL, all those other extra curriculum on the ovals during the week. The ovals get used every night of the week these days.
That's true. I tell you what.
A lot of foot traffic.
I used to go home Monday to Friday. You go home from school, jump on your BMX or your skateboard, and that was your sport for the day. All these midweek games, as you say.
Yeah, it's just too much workload on them, mate. All this extra curriculum during the week. You can play anywhere on the coast. There's an Oztag game going on during the week.
Yeah, bloody Oztaggers. Caused trouble ever since they started. Mike Barry from a Peninsula Touch, you should be ashamed of yourself. Just saying.
It's for us old blokes, mate, not the young ones.
But, Daz, if you were looking after the fields, I tell you, if I was looking after the fields, I'd be dirty because you know the amount of effort that goes into it. And you just go, if they're going, oh, geez, it's raining, please don't send the teams out there. What do you think?
Yeah, no, suck it up. Get on with it.
Suck it up, get on with it. All right.
You know what I've had?
What have you had?
Weeks off of footy for little Greta, who's playing soccer.
Yeah.
First weekend that it looks dry-ish, and she's got a bye.
You know what I think? Okay.
When
I was helping out with Gosford Carry on Junior Rugby League, I used to love it when it was raining on Friday because we'd train Wednesdays, Fridays. I used to love when it was raining on Friday because I didn't have to go training. That was good. And then some weekends as a parent, you'd go, oh, I don't want to travel up to Lake Munmore. Hope it's raining.
As a parent.
Yeah. And then you didn't have to. Especially with the younger kids, because you have to get up at Sparrow's Fart.
Oh, they're playing at 8 o'clock.
Oh, even early.
Hate the 8 o'clock games.
You've got to travel in half an hour before. You just go, I've got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, and so you go, come and chuck it down, Huey. So I don't have to. We don't have to play early tomorrow morning.
Selfish.
Oh, that's, that was my outside voice. David from YE, 12353.
G'day, Dave.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. How's it on the soccer fields, buddy?
I play for Dawson YE, and they've been shut for the past 4 weeks.
Does it worry you?
Have you been down there and checked it out? Is it really that wet?
Yes, it is that wet. There's tractor marks everywhere from when they've been trying to mull it.
Yeah, and so you can't put, you know, hundreds of players on the fields one game after the other. It'd just chew it up too much, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, look.
And they're more worried about the child safety, the kid's safety and all that, so they don't hurt themselves.
See, that's another thing, litigation.
Well, mate, you roll your ankle running through a rut in the ground, but, I mean, I don't know. It is a winter sport, and it's always been played in the rain, hasn't it?
But if it's too wet.
That's exactly right.
But, Dave, would you play on that field? Would you mind if you had to play on it?
I'd love playing on it. I don't mind playing in the rain. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I love it. Love sliding.
Tough and sharp.
Yeah.
Some of those Dynamo ads, it's just a furphy. You get these ads where kids come off covered in mud. You go, that doesn't happen anymore.
No, that's the parents' worry.
Yeah, all right. So soccer fields have been shut for 4 weeks. Thanks, Dave. We want to just know across the
Central
Coast.
David playing anything. G'day, yeah. Rach from Greenpoint.
Hey, Rachie.
There, Rach?
Yeah, hello, Paddy and Rob.
How you going, Rach?
Yeah, not too bad. I love listening to Paddy. Rob gives me the shite sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, thank you. We've lost
Hello,
weight.
Can you hear me?
There was Rachel.
Hey. Oh, no, that's
there, she's back.
I was just going to say that we can, what about the people in the UK? Are they a bit tougher than us here in Australia or something?
Because they play in snow, don't they?
Good point.
And what about Tough Mudder? You know, we all go out there, send the kids out for those experiences. Maybe they need to have soccer and footy like that.
Tough Mudder.
See, that's the thing.
You've got
the UK, it is wet every day of the year. If they get 2 days of sunshine, they call it a heat wave. And here we are closing our fields every time. What is it? They must have just better drainage or something. I don't know.
I'd like to know the answer. But I think the, you know, what message we're sending the kids, you know, they need to get out there and be active and get off their games and...
Yeah, go and get leeches and all that sort
correct.
Of stuff when you're playing footy.
I would pay extra at the start of the season if it didn't matter what condition you left
idea.
The field. You just paid the whole club.
It's
pays
thousands
for it to
of
be
dollars, mate. I'd love to hear from a greenkeeper.
No, just roll it and reseed it.
Yeah, 13353. But I just, like, as I said, what I know with what I put into my lawn, when old Posty, mate, fangs it across, it upsets me, let alone hundreds of kids running and adults.
Yeah, but there's hundreds of kids, mate. Like, it's like a bunch of seagulls on the sand at the beach. It doesn't look that bad.
So, Rachie, so you think we should go ahead, rain, hail or shine?
Tough Mudder, yeah.
Right. Tough Mudder.
Okay, you're in the draw.
Try playing on frozen cricket pitches. That'll tear you up.
You're in the draw for Top Gun Maverick. We're giving passes if you give us a call, 12353. Just having a look at sporting fields across the Central Coast. We've got Jody. G'day, Jody.
Jody.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, what's your kid? What are your kids associated with?
What's the sporting arrangement?
So she does Pony Club on the Central Coast, and they only do it once a month, and she hasn't had a time at all this year.
No riding on
not
a horse.
Once in the year.
Jeez.
The thing with horses, though, is they're big animals, aren't they? And if it's, is it wet? Is it unsafe?
Well, that's what they're saying. So it's a council-owned ground, so which is why they can't use it if it's wet. But, you know, it's really hard when you've got all these horse properties around. They've got these beautiful undercover arenas and nobody wants to let the kids ride in them. So, anyway, she'll get her day.
Yeah, well, hasn't had one ride on the pony all year.
That's mad.
That's huge.
Not with Pony Club, no, not at all, not once.
How much are you spending for nothing?
A lot. So the registration and stuff, because you've got to register the adult that accompanies them as well. So it's just over $200. And then you've got to buy the uniforms. So they've got to wear specific clothing, the Pony Club's shirt, as well as buying the saddle pad that goes under the saddle. So that's another couple of $100 there as well.
That's a lot of money to spend not to use it at all, far out.
That's right. Well, she hasn't even received it yet because we haven't been there to pick it up.
Oh, jeez. Listen, Joe, what about we give you some tickets to Top Gun Maverick and you can come to our exclusive preview screening next Tuesday? What about that?
Oh, that sounds absolutely amazing.
All yeah. right, Jade.
Ride the horse in.
Yes.
Maverick could do it.
Yeah. All right.
Why not?
All right, Jade, you're there. Well done.
Thank you, guys.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Don't forget, vote tomorrow if you haven't voted.
Okay. I'm just cold and hungry.
Yeah. Get it,
hello,
that.
Triple N.
Yeah. Would you like more?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. Bruh. For our motorbike listeners, good morning.
Yeah.
It's a man who believes that if any battler on Struggle Street needs their child crash tackled, get in contact with SCOMO.
Okay.
Pardon me.
That's okay.
Because that might be his new job, depending on tomorrow's election results. Paddy Rob Palmer, hello.
And tomorrow's the big day, Big Al.
Robert, after 6 boring weeks yes. of campaigning, we will be joining the queues of millions tomorrow and thousands of acres of extinct rainforest will be handed out in the form of out of vote paraphernalia.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's after we've consumed the item that has made Bunnings famous, the sausage sandwich.
Right. Al, I don't think there are enough core flute signs around, though.
Oh, Patrick, there must be core flute fairies on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
You go to bed, and when you wake up, every single power pole and post magically has a political sign stuck to it.
Right, yeah. How do they do
I was
it?
Afraid to go to Birdie Beach. Just in case someone wanted to nail a sign on me. Oh, no pole or post is safe on the Central Coast at the moment.
Yeah. Do you mean? Has there been a highlight of the election campaign for you, Big Al?
Yes, Robert. It was on Wednesday when Luca from the Devonport Strikers Football Club was tackled without the ball.
Yes. Oh, I know.
Mind you, playing soccer.
Yes.
Was smashed by the Prime Minister. Look, to be honest, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yes.
Oh, God, it was funny.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister was asked to water the field of the Devonport Strikers Football Club yeah. after the event.
Yeah.
He said, I don't hold a hose. No. The club then asked the PM if he could help out in the canteen. He said, that's not my job.
No, no,
so the club gave him 3 weeks on the sideline for a reckless high-grade tackle. Politics and sport. What a dangerous combination. Anyway, must go. Vote wisely. Goodbye.
Thank you, Alex.
Oh, he's a learned man, isn't he? Very learned man.
Finger on the pulse.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.